Winter weather has arrived early, and I mean early. We are more than a month away from the beginning of winter, but it has arrived across much of the U.S., and cities from the southern plains to the Mississippi Valley to the Great Lakes could set records today and tomorrow for cold temperatures. Some areas also getting snow. The conditions are dealing another blow to farmers who have been rushing to harvest crops after a challenging year of extreme conditions. Joining us now is Teresa Sisung, crop specialist with the Michigan Farm Bureau. She's in East Lansing, Michigan. Hi, Teresa.
Hi.
And tell us what it's like there right now. How cold is it, and is there snow on the ground?
There is a lot of snow on the ground. It's about 15 degrees out right now. We got, I believe, around 5 inches of snow or so yesterday. There's a few flurries, but the sun was actually shining today. So it looks really pretty out if you don't mind the cold.
And what are your concerns when it comes to the crops and farmers there?
So one of the big concerns is the fact that we're very behind in harvest. We got a really late start this spring because it rained so much this spring. It was too wet and too cold really to get out into the fields. So we're really behind when it comes to harvest. And all this snow and the cold weather makes harvest just that much more challenging for these farmers.
And how unusual is it to have it at this time of the year?
It's normal for us to get some flurries or things, but typically not as much snow as what we got. And it's pretty rare for it to be this cold in the middle of November.
And scientists saying it's another example of how climate change will continue to impact agriculture, not just in Michigan, but in other parts of the country as well. You help out on your family's farm on nights and weekends about 30 miles north of Lansing. What's it been like for you this harvest season?
It's been tough. It's been a really long harvest. We probably won't see a whole lot of soybeans harvested until the snow goes away, because when you're harvesting soybeans, you basically have to run your combine head almost on the ground in order to cut that plant off and get all the soybeans in. And you don't want to bring in all the snow that's out there, because it will actually cause the inside of the combine to freeze up. So we probably won't see any soybeans harvested till that snow's gone. It's been a real challenge this year.
And what would you say the morale is like for farmers right now? There was a story over the weekend about a farmer who had committed suicide because things were so bad this year.
I think it's all over the board. There's obviously farmers are the eternal optimist. Otherwise, it'd be pretty tough to be a farmer every year. So there's those that are still pretty positive. They're pretty upbeat. And then there's those that it's really taken a toll on them.
The issue you're dealing with right now is the cold weather. And as you say, a late start to the season because of flooding. What about the other stress that farmers are dealing with this year, which is the tariffs and the trade war with China? China's the biggest buyer of many U.S. crops, including soybeans. How is that impacting you at this point?
So it's impacted prices a lot just because so many of our crops and products are exported. We're seeing some positive news with positive developments with trade in Japan, potentially with trade, you know, with China, of hopefully having some agreement. So that's helping. Really this year, though, the biggest challenge, I think probably one of the bigger things the farmers were just focused on, was how do I get my crops in the ground in the spring, and now how do I get them out?
Do you think that those of us around the rest of the country are going to feel later what you're feeling right now with this early cold weather?
I think what farmers have went through this year could definitely impact the general public later on. I think the first group it will hit will be those small rural communities, because when farmers have that extra disposable income, they spend it locally. They, you know, buy new vehicles, or they get new equipment, or they go to the local diner, they donate to, you know, local fundraisers. So they won't have the income to be able to do some of those things. So those will be the first ones to feel it. And depending on how this harvest goes, we may see some price increases at the grocery store. Really, the farmers receive a very small percentage of what you actually pay for food at the grocery store. So what they're going through has a small impact on that, but depending on how this harvest turns out across the country, we may see some increases there.
That is Teresa Sisung, who's a crop specialist with the Michigan Farm Bureau, joining us today from East Lansing. Thank you.
Thank you very much.